Welcome, everyone. Welcome one, welcome all to the Nerdable Podcast, number 23, in the midst of E3 hype. And with us, we got a regular band of renegades and... I was about to say rednecks, but I'm not sure if that's accurate. I just wanted a word that sounds good with it. First up to bat is...
I'm Mr. Meeseeks! Look at me!
I'm really upset. That's fun. Tell the world about yourself.
Hi, I'm Aaron. I like egg fried rice.
Egg fried rice? Wow, that sounds pretty good right now. I actually went to the sushi place last night.
Ooh.
Nice, yeah. Cool. Anyways, Aaron is the founder and editor of Nerdable, and he's here because, you know.
I do stuff.
Yeah. He busy
I'm
guy.
I'm here because he's me and I'm around anyway, so hey, I might as well jump in.
True. That's actually, the real reason. Hey, Joe. Next up we got... Your boy Gage Edwards.
I'm not Mr. Meeseeks. I'm sorry.
You're not a Mr. Meeseeks, yeah. You're really not, though.
I have a can-do attitude, though.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, can-do!
I'm really upset that you started watching that show, because now everything's a meme.
I love that show, anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I should probably watch it. Probably watch it one of these years and then understand the memes, but, like, I haven't yet.
You really should.
Next up to bat is...
I'm Mr. Meeseeks!
How do you know? How do you know how to do this?
I'm Mr. Meeseeks! Look at me!
How do you know how to do this? All right.
I hate to think about what the conversations are like when we leave.
Combo breaker. Next up is
Dale.
Oh man!
Combo breaker.
Dale, we talked about this, man.
I'm sorry, I forgot. I forgot what the words were.
How do you forget those words? It's like three. It's like three words.
What were they again?
I'm Mr. Meeseeks. Look at me. In a really high-pitched and annoying voice. That's all you gotta do.
You had one job.
Next time we've gotta change it, because we can't do the same joke twice in a row.
Yeah. Well, you're gonna do new joke, and he's gonna do the old joke.
Oh no, I'm gonna be one behind from now until the end of time.
Oh shit.
That's pretty good, actually. That's a good gimmick. I like it.
Okay,
What's the topic today?
So first off, we're going to sort of recap by talking about what's been going on with last week's news. So what were some of the tippy-toppiest stories of last week? Let's take a look at the front page of Nerdable.com and have ourselves...
It's all stuff from yesterday.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like, it's kind of a bad time to be going on the site to see what happened last week.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah. You're not wrong.
I'm going to click the arrow a few times.
Hey, Pure Farming 18 is a thing.
Pure Farming?
I mean, okay. 17. Pure Farming existed way before. It was last year. Okay, so Techland came along and they were like, hey, forget Farming Simulator. We've got Pure Farming 17, the simulator. And like for the whole of 2016, it was like, yeah, this Pure Farming is going to improve the Farming Simulator game. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be amazing. They shone off at Gamescom. Everyone loved it. I even did a comparison between what my thoughts of Pure Farming versus Farming Simulator would be. And it was like, shit, this year, there's going to be a big, like, Farming Simulators versus Farming Simulator. And it was going to be awesome. And then nothing happened. And then last week, Techland were just like, hey, here's our new game, a brand new IP, Farming Simulator 18, something that you've maybe never heard of before. And yeah, so.
I like how you get this excited, hyped, and deflated, and then angry, and then hyped again by farming games.
I think I might have come to the wrong podcast. I'm really sorry, guys.
Bye, Dale.
Hey, no. Okay, come on. People liked Stardew Valley. That was basically the same thing.
It's so different, dude. It's about like personality and like making connections. That's like saying that Animal Crossing is the same thing as farming. All you actually do in Animal Crossing is shake trees and like talk to dogs.
I just want my town to look better than your town.
True.
That's what my Animal Crossing experience is.
But I can milk cows in Farming Simulator. You can milk cows in Stardew Valley.
You can milk cows in real life, you motherfucker.
Look, all right, that's, you're asking for headlines, I'm giving you headlines, and now you're being pernickety. Oh, we're not going to talk about fucking farming games, you nerd.
Well, we did have a Nintendo Direct last week.
We did.
Ooh, you're right, we did. Ooh, what was in that Nintendo Direct, Gage?
Pokemon!
Wow,
you Pokemon news.
You couldn't have quick like changed the topic any quicker if you tried. I'm sorry.
I don't want to talk about farming games for an hour. We only have an hour to.
Yeah, we gotta be quick with them. We gotta go.
We can talk about Pokemon.
Yes, and how disappointed people might have been.
Announced.
Oh, there was announced stuff. Nothing that that anybody wanted, but you know, stuff was announced.
That's not true. That's not true. There was one thing that people wanted, and that was that
gold and silver
on the 3DS.
Yeah, I'd rather just play, you know, Soul Silver and Heart Gold, though.
Yeah, true.
I think those are the definitive versions of those games.
Yeah, like that's what I don't get, right? Is that Heart Gold and Soul Silver, the DS games, well, not those DS games specifically, but DS games are on the Wii U Virtual Console, but then they're like all hyped that Gold and Silver are on 3DS now, and it's like, I'd rather play the better versions where like you can walk around with your Pokemon and like
easily sell Silver and Heart Gold over Silver and Gold.
I think you're right. I think most people would, but there are definitely people who would rather get the nostalgia kick from playing the original. I mean, when Red, Blue, and Yellow came out on Virtual Console,
they sold a lot.
Yeah, I bought Yellow. I really wanted to play Yellow again, and like for me anyway, at that time, the 3DS was the only way I could do it. So I really enjoyed it. I think these will sell well. Maybe not as well as the original three that came out last year, but I think they'll be well.
Yeah.
To me, I don't see the appeal in playing them. I played them through once. I loved them. That was fine. And then they released the newer version, which is improved on all of the things that were wrong with the first like run of them. And I'm like, I don't want to go back to how things were.
Did we just legit get a mid-roll ad?
On Twitch?
Yeah.
No,
I didn't see anything because I wasn't paying attention. All that, whatever.
If you paused it, mate, you might get one, or if your page like rebuffered, but that's just because you're bad.
Well, that happened. So it's gonna be fine.
You know, I still can't believe that they didn't like. Even if it wasn't Pokemon Stars, I can't believe Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon aren't Switch. Like,
dog, yeah, they have to be. Surely will be confirmed.
They messed up, didn't they?
Their press release was fucked up.
The press release was inaccurate. I'm doing air quotes here. There's something there.
Yeah, or accurate, but not yet. Which is obviously what you mean by air quotes. But I'd be so surprised if they didn't come.
I mean, the fact that they have the new 2DS XL, and then now they have another series of Pokemon games coming to the handheld consoles, kind of shows you that maybe they don't want to put Pokemon on the Switch at this point, because they don't want to cut into Pokemon sales.
It's important to remember that Black 2 and White 2 came out after the 3DS launched as well, but right. They were on the DS, so it's not it's not that they don't have a precedent for that. It makes sense, like,
yeah,
they've done stuff like that before.
But they're going to support the 60 million units they already have out there, rather than just the 2 million Switches that they have. But I mean, I think everyone keeps saying like, oh, if they make sell a ton of Switches, like, well, they're already selling a ton of Switches. You know, yeah. If they want to sit on a Pokemon game for Switch, they can.
Yeah, but they shouldn't.
Just for your sake.
They have enough games. Like, this is something I was talking about. Remember how Mario Kart 8 was ready to launch when Switch launched, and
so is Odyssey probably.
Yeah, people are saying that Odyssey is ready to launch like right now, but they're not. They're sitting on it because they want to make sure that they have a good calendar of games. It could be the same thing with like a Smash for Switch, but I don't think that they're going to see that at E3. I don't think we're ever going to see a Smash for Switch launching this year. Maybe like early next year at the earliest, but they're going to sit on that because they want to have that calendar of games at their disposal, ready to go. And it'd be the same thing with a Pokemon game. They want to sure this year's already got a lot of good Switch titles. It's got Mario Kart. It's got Splatoon. It's got Mario Odyssey. Next year, maybe they'd want to go Pokemon and Smash. Like, they gotta keep these games rolling, and if they blow their load too early, what do they got, you know?
Yeah.
Like, actually, though.
Then Tony Hawk comes along.
Put him in AFK. Someone put him in AFK. Come on.
No. I'm recording on this end. I'll miss audio.
God damn.
I don't think we see Smash Bros. This year. I'm just throwing that out there. I agree with you, Dylan, just because there's so many multiplayer games for the Switch this year.
Yeah, there's no way they'd do it.
right now that they've added Pokken Tournament to Switch, and they've made a big deal about local multiplayer with that game. So there's no way.
Ooh, did you guys see? It wasn't yesterday. It was like a couple days ago. Nintendo launched their Nintendo Versus Twitter account, where they're now going to be hosting and like hyping up first party Nintendo esports events.
What?
Yeah, no, this is actually something that's really neat, because, you know, the Smash Bros. Community always makes a big deal about how Nintendo doesn't support them. But if you go to twitter.com/NintendoVS, boom, there it is. Your destination for Nintendo's social competitive updates.
To not be jumping on the esports wagon at the moment.
Yeah, so, and they've already launched it by having a World Inkling Invitational for Splatoon 2 at E3, an ARMS Open Invitational at E3, and a Pokken Open Invitational. And they've got a renowned caster such as D1, like who I met last week at Battle BC, and all sorts of people helping host these events.
Are you looking at that image right now that has those three panels?
And the red one's empty?
Yeah, so have you seen people speculating on what the red one could be?
Yeah. It's hilarious.
Like, do you think that it's going to be anything, or it's just the red panel?
It's gonna be Smash. If not, they'll recolor and add a new panel. I mean, because there's gonna be a Smash game.
What if it's FIFA?
It's gonna be Smash. It's gonna be Smash, and it's gonna have Crash Bandicoot.
It's not gonna have Crash Bandicoot, dude.
heard it here first, guys. Rayman and Crash Bandicoot coming to Smash.
Oh my god! All right.
For Rapper the Rapper.
All right.
PlayStation All-Star Battle Royale Smash Brothers for Switch.
Okay, hold up.
And Master Chief.
Hold up.
And Tony Hawk.
Hold up.
Spider-Man. Right,
hold up. If
hello?
Are you trying to get into a Beyonce song here?
Okay, alright, hold up. So if you could add one character, if one reasonable character to Smash, who would it be?
Banjo.
That's a good one, Banjo.
Hey.
Probably another Fire Emblem character, there's not enough of those.
No, fuck you.
Go the fuck off.
One Smash Bros. Character?
Yeah, dude. Hit me with
it. I like the idea of Shovel Knight.
Yeah, Shovel Knight'd be sick, actually. And it's feasible, like, it is.
Yeah, he has already got an amiibo, too, so why not?
I would have Officer Dick.
Excuse me?
Okay, feasible. And Tony Hawk is more feasible than that. And, like, that's not feasible.
Alright, fine.
Alright, Dale.
Want to Tony Hawk.
Dale. That's right, you don't even play Nintendo games.
Come back to me.
I would have Tomb Raider 1 Lara Croft.
Wow. Polygon?
Yeah. and her up special is something to do with their polygon boobs.
Oh.
For what purpose?
To get away from people.
I've always wanted Bomberman. And I think that'd be so sick, just like all of his attacks are him throwing out bombs.
Isn't he an assist trophy at the moment?
No.
Ice cream!
I know.
What the fuck?
Whose house is that? What on earth?
I think that's
my house.
Wow, your ice cream man comes around late.
And yeah. Apparently through your living room.
I got my window ice cream open. Man.
No way. No, I don't believe that ice cream trucks go by at 8 o'clock at night.
Do you want me to go and get ice cream? I mean, I can't prove to you that I have ice cream, but I can go get ice cream.
You can take pictures on your phone now, Spud, you know?
Yeah, phones have cameras, dude. It's 2017.
Says the guy that took a picture of his screen because he didn't know that F12 was a screenshot in Steam.
Right, get the fuck out. Get the fuck out.
Oh, it's gonna
Hold up.
I love you, Nick, I love you. Okay, no, right. In all seriousness, a character that I think would be wicked would be Excitebike.
Ooh!
Yeah, he was one of the ones Smash 4 was coming out. A lot of people were like, well, put the Excitebike guy in. And it's not something that I ever saw happening. Or
just imagine him doing, like, backflips on his bike.
Sure.
And just hitting that'd people with sick. Him, like, doing a kickflip underneath his bike, and he's just spinning his bike around hitting people. That's good.
Just a floating just gun.
I think it'd be good fun. And his special move could like his final smash could be rip and tear, and like his face comes up, and the like all of everyone's like percentages get replaced with just his face, pulling all kinds of shitty like crazy emotion like facial expressions, and then like a big explosion, and everyone dies.
Ooh, I changed my mind. If I could add one character to Smash, it would be
game changer.
It would be Oz the Trickster from the hotly rated AAA game.
Characters that can belong in Smash that just don't. Splatoon Girl should be in Smash. No, Splatoon Kids.
They should be.
They absolutely should be.
They should
be. Because the moves the moveset just makes sense. Switch for Arms, I think, or Switch for or Smash Bros for Switch, I think we're getting an Arms character.
Oh yeah, the Arms character free, Splatoon character free, like that's given. This is what I love about new Smash is then everyone starts ranting about new characters. That's like all anyone cares about. Who can you still believe we live in a world with Cloud and Bayonetta in Smash?
That's still surprising to me.
Cloud,
they're Mickey really... Mouse. Goofy.
Gorge. Sora.
You know, Sora Hercules. I could actually kind of see, but... If Cloud can be in, then Sora can be in.
Absolutely.
Like, actually, though, the game changed. The instant Cloud and Ryu showed up, the game has changed.
Yeah, I thought when Ryu was in there, I was like, limits are off. Everybody's available now. Ryu's in.
The guy from Virtua Fighter.
The cover guy.
Yeah, that's possible.
The whole roster of Tekken 7.
It's Super Smash Tekken.
Yep.
Hayachi!
Yeah, but you wouldn't be able to play as Roger, and then what's the point?
Sure.
Someone's bitter about Peter.
I am very bitter that I didn't get to play as Roger when I went and tested out Tekken 7. I mean, if you're gonna keep the fucking bear, why not keep the kangaroo?
Animals, man.
It's cruelty.
You can't just think about all
the kangaroos they have to put in CGI bodysuit things, motion capture. What are the ping pong balls?
That'd be so hilarious. Yeah, they just gotta put the kangaroo in like the mocap suit and then just put it in the studio and let it jump around for a few hours.
Maybe that's what they did, and they couldn't get the clunk right. And they're like, "Well, PETA said we couldn't have a kangaroo. Yeah, we faulted on getting a right kangaroo to do this motion capture."
But then at this point, Peter are just accepting of it. They're like, yeah, alright.
Everyone blames us for anything anyway.
What else happened last week?
MTV Cribs came back on Snapchat. Ooh!
Wait, that's what that was about?
Yep.
Fuck.
Okay, not me just barking headlines at you, but like it's an interesting way that media is now changing. And MTV Cribs, you know, like a big half hour, 20 minute show on MTV where you'd be going and looking in celebrities' fridges or whatever, is now becoming like a 30 second clip on Snapchat that is there for 48 hours and disappears. It's like the way that we consume media is vastly changed.
That's actually super interesting. And I thought you were memeing, but like now I actually think that's kind of cool.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things. I mean, Twitter, they're getting TV shows now.
What?
Snapchat is... Yeah, legit. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, like, just all of these... just these weird social platforms are now becoming front runners in television. And it's really strange.
It's like a... Didn't somebody get, like, a TV deal because of Vine? Like, they actually got hired and put on a show because they were such a like popular Vine star. But you know, Rip Vine.
I wouldn't doubt that.
Yeah, neither would I.
But yeah, the first episode of Cribs launched last weekend, and it was gone before I could even see it.
And they're 30 seconds.
You didn't miss much.
I mean, I think the next one might be this weekend. I haven't actually logged into Snapchat to have a look, and it's either going to be some rapper guy that I don't really care about, or I think Thingy Rodriguez from, I was going to say from Tony Hawk's, but he's an actual pro skater, so
he's from Tony Hawk.
So is Tony Hawk.
Paul Rodriguez, he's on that, and I'd like to see in his house.
Hang on, I've got Snapchat open, I'm looking for it now.
You gotta go onto MTV's channel. But I was looking, like, there was a weird, like, throwback of MTV's cribs, and I remember some of them. I remember taping a couple of them on fucking VHS. That's how much I loved that.
It is one of the highest paid skater man dudes.
How he P-Rod?
Maybe?
What?
I'll click it and find out. You guys carry on. I'll watch this and tell you.
I'm looking, hold on. I don't know. But yeah, it's really strange because, like, the way that people are now seeing all this stuff is through, like, ephemeral social networks.
Yeah, well, I mean...
It's like, what's next?
I mean, TV's dying, not P-Rod. So...
Oh, I mean, I would probably consider myself a cable cutter now. Like, I don't have a cable package. Occasionally, I watch terrestrial TV, but that's a rare occasion. I mostly watch catch-up TV, Netflix, and things like that. And I've not had a cable package for about a year now. No regrets.
No regrets, dog. No regrets.
All I've got is a subscription to Netflix and a pending subscription to Disney Live.
Disney Live.
Disney Life is amazing.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Hell yeah. I think it's $4.99 a month or $3.99 a month, and you can watch all three of the live Disney channels. So you've got Disney Channel, Disney XD, and Disney
XD, lol, ha ha.
And then you can watch all of the Disney films, all of the Disney documentaries, and it's just...
That's actually a really good deal.
It is well worth the price. And there's, like, there's shorts and stuff that you don't necessarily see. Oh, the best naked selfies ever. That's what MTV are doing.
Can you watch reruns of That's So Raven?
Yes, 100%.
Oh, Dale's like, damn it. There goes my $3.99. There goes my $3.99.
Why am I looking at naked selfies?
I don't know. What? I can't explain your...
I'm just looking through MTV Snapchat to see if it's... Would you rather never get likes on your selfie or never perfect your selfie technique? I don't care, MTV.
I want the likes. I need that approval from my peers.
But surely if you perfect your technique, then you get the likes.
No, but you don't get them because that's the scenario. You have the perfect selfie, but no one cares.
I don't understand Snapchat. I'm going to be real.
Wait, Aaron, add me on Snapchat.
Social network that I have zero understanding of. Like,
that's how I feel. That's how I feel with Instagram. I get Snapchat. I don't get Instagram.
See, Instagram's Snapchat. So simple.
Instagram's but
Snapchat
just Facebook.
Is like, how do you add friends on Snapchat? I sometimes sit there and I'm looking at Snapchat. I'm like, how do I add friends on Snapchat?
Well, Aaron, you need to have the friends, and then it comes.
How do I add friends on Snapchat?
All right. So what you're gonna do is you're gonna open Snapchat.
Hold on. Then... Siri's thinking.
Okay, I found this on the web for how do I add friends on Snapchat.
There's apparently 6 ways to add friends on Snapchat.
Yeah, there are.
You have Snap codes, you have usernames, you can add them nearby when they have their phone.
And... Yeah, but I'm looking at the app now, right? I can't see anywhere. There's the Bitmoji person in the top left, there's the camera icons in the top right.
Dude, swipe down.
What do you mean swipe down?
Swipe down, right? Opens up a menu, and then you can see the button that says add friends.
Granddad, right now. Hold on, wait. How do I get back?
This.
Hold on. I've put lots of ticks on people's stories. How do I stop that?
It's too late. Send it.
Yeah, you're on your own now.
I have 3 friend requests, guys. Sick.
I like that we're running you through how to work Snapchat live on the internet.
Look what I'm missing out on.
He truly is like the old dad of Nerdable.
Yep, Daddy Nerdable.
Hold on, wait, my friends, okay.
Add me, Daddy.
Kelsey no. Hanlon, though I don't think that's legit. Wait, I have... I don't even have Spud.
Aw, dude, I'll give you 3 guesses what my username is. And,
Spud.
You know, close. It's Spud 497, guys. Come on.
Yeah, just... I knew it.
Hold on. It hasn't found you. Is it a capital S?
No.
Doesn't matter.
Shouldn't matter.
It does, because it's not coming. Anyway, let's move on to the next topic.
I was going to say, we can only go so long without acknowledging the elephant in the room.
Which is...
The elephant in
this,
the room.
This event known as Electronic Entertainment Expo 2017.
I mean, we can ignore it quite easily.
We've done it for a half hour.
That's pretty impressive, actually. We did that. We did pretty well.
It's because we have so much to get to later today.
Yeah.
I mean... I kind of wanted to avoid it purely because we're going to be talking about it nonstop for the next 72 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But we only get one podcast this week.
Here we go then.
We only get one podcast.
Let's talk about the rumors then that all came out today. We've got three leaks, have we? Potential leaks. There's a new Ori game. There's the leaked or accidental advertisement on Reddit for The Evil Within 2. And there's the potential... is it $450 or $499 price tag for Scorpio?
Windows Central was reporting $449, and then Jeff Keighley an hour and a half ago and said $500.
Right, so we're looking at around about a $500 price tag. For...
Wait, Jeff Keighley himself accidentally leaked it?
He said it. I don't think it was an accident at all. He tweeted it.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then Best Buy leak came out saying that the name of the console is just Scorpio.
That'd be so boring.
It would be, but if you, I was thinking about this, if you three, how they're giving out all those T-shirts for Scorpio, they're sending out all these press kits that say Scorpio on it. Why wouldn't they just keep it Scorpio at this point?
Because if like the whole gimmick is that you're gonna keep it forever and just keep upgrading it, it should be Xbox Infinity, dog.
Yeah, and I've seen that rumor too, but. I mean, I would understand both.
We've seen the Xbox Infinity rumor based on the fact that the symbol that we've seen trademarked looked a little bit like an Infinity symbol, but actually it's missing a part of the Infinity symbol, and it actually looks more like an S. So that
was I was going to say, everyone's been like, oh man, it looks like the Infinity symbol, and I'm like, no, that's just a very like gray S.
You mean an S for Scorpio? Or
Skate?
Yeah.
The Xbox
God damn it, that was a tenuous link. It could be an S for Squirrel Girl.
It's all coming together. Or Sam Fisher. It's going to be a weird day.
There are levels to this.
The thing is, we're not even at the point where we can realistically like joke about those things. We're way behind, like way ahead of ourselves.
Yeah.
To talk about Ubisoft. Let's focus on the matter at hand, which is Microsoft and Bethesda, or Bethesda. I never know how to pronounce it, so there we go.
Bethesda.
I say Bethesda.
That's not it.
Yeah, that's wrong.
There's no I.
Where is there an I?
Look, I'm feeling personally bullied. I can't talk about my farming games. I'm an old man on Snapchat, and now I can't pronounce things properly. Is there anything else you guys want to?
You brought up all three of these on yourself. You brought up the farming. You brought up you couldn't work Snapchat, and you brought up that you can't say Bethesda.
Yeah, if anything, man, you brought this on yourself. So when you put in that complaint to HR, you can complain about yourself to HR.
Like, all right, well, who started it? Me.
Brutalized. Do you have anything to say to yourself?
Oh man, I think we upset him.
No. Shit happens.
That's fine.
I mean, do we want to jump into Xbox stuff? We're gonna have a 45-minute pre-show.
Yeah, I was gonna say let's talk about EA, because we had that yesterday.
Yeah, yeah, okay,
we can recap some EA stuff.
If I say all my interesting things about Microsoft now, then I'm out.
Save it, Dale.
I've got nothing to say at 9:15, so
don't do it. Yeah, let's talk about EA. So, Dylan, did you catch up on all the EA things?
Yeah, I read it all.
Okay, cool. Did you have any initial thoughts?
I mean...
Yeah, I read it all. That was it. No opinion.
I mean, like, I don't really give a fuck about EA. But I think Battlefront 2 actually looks good, which is what Battlefront 1 should have been. But, like, they've already tainted the brand because of how bad Battlefront 1 was. So...
That wasn't the brass tainted.
It was tainted, bro.
I think the small memories that gamers have, the same people will buy this game too.
Nah, tainted, dude, that transgression is going to stay with me forever.
Really?
You're saying gamers have small memories, but you're forgetting how vindictive and personally offended a lot of people can be. Like, my buddy Cole was the biggest...
I mean, that's fair.
My buddy Cole, the biggest world's biggest Star Wars fan, and he'd always rant about Star Wars, and he loved it so much, and Battlefront came out, and he bought it day one, and he bought, like, all the DLC, and he played it, and he was like, I hate EA.
Is that because they made him bankrupt from buying all the DLC?
That, and because the game was just bad, so he got sad, and now he's like, fuck EA, I'm not buying another Battlefront game. And he's totally gonna buy this one.
Yeah, I'm
totally buying Battlefront.
That's like all the people on Steam who protest buying Call of Duty games, and they're like, we're not buying Call of Duty Modern Warfare. And everybody in that group is playing that game on the day of. It's just people complain about nothing.
Bitches be crazy, is what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, but at what point? Oh, that's what Activision are going to do. It's probably going to be through Xbox, because Activision don't have their own thing this year. It's going to be on the Microsoft one. They're going to announce standalone Modern Warfare 2 1 remaster.
I mean,
changing the subject.
Why you think they have to have it on Xbox?
Yeah. Oh, why? Wait, no, they're bumming
that's Sony. PlayStation now, yeah, that's totally going to be a Sony announcement.
Sony then. Never mind.
I really hope that's not Xbox. Past.
Ew, the Sun have a Snapchat.
Jesus
Christ. Dude, get the fuck off Snapchat!
Why my man on Snapchat in a middle of podcast?
Better yet, why is he on Snapchat and not adding me? What is this?
I have added you, and I sent you a picture.
Oh, God. Here we go. I like how you complain about being an old man on Snapchat, and your bit emoji has gray hair.
It got has you, dude. Blue
hair. It has blue hair.
Nobody has blue hair in real life.
Me? I did. Then it was purple for a bit.
So you don't have blue hair right now?
Now I've just got frosted tips.
So
frosty.
I'm getting it fixed, don't worry. I will have my pretty hair back, don't worry.
Yeah, if you don't have your hair, what do you have?
Notable.
Well, apparently not anymore.
You gotta dye your hair pink, dude. What are you doing with your life?
Pink doesn't work. Why anyway, Haley's pink.
Yeah, you guys should both be pink.
Yeah,
I need represent. To get my hair re-bleached. Why are we talking about my hair? Let's talk about Modern Warfare games? Remastered. And getting really
so, in Modern Warfare Remastered, do you think you'll be able to have character customization and make Aaron with pink hair?
Yes.
That's what Far Cry... You can do that in Far Cry 5 now, right?
Ooh, Far Cry 5, that's right, yeah. You get character customization.
You can do that in whatever... else has character customization recently that doesn't usually have character customization.
So, like, Skate 4?
You could probably... you could probably fuck it up in Mass Effect and try for pink hair and not get it.
You could, but then you wouldn't know that it was pink because the face would be so glitchy you wouldn't be able to...
Yep. The hair would sink into your skull and you wouldn't see it.
While you're crab walking across the screen. I need to stop making fun of that game. It's actually really good.
Well, yeah, you're the one that likes it.
The only one that likes it.
It's a great game. Although, can I just actually... One thing that is annoying. They've just introduced... Have any of you played it?
No.
Yes, yeah. I've played a bit.
Okay, you know Jarl, the alien dude?
Yeah.
They've just made him a romance option for a male rider.
Cool.
Yeah, cool. I wanted a romance Jarl. Jarl wasn't interested. I'm not going to play it again. Why would
because
they...
Yeah, so why would they patch that in? Like...
It's so frustrating.
Can't make everybody happy.
You can't. And you know what? It just goes to show how unfinished it was with it. Not only was the huge game-breaking bugs in it, which are fixed now, admittedly, but there were also big story issues.
Yeah, it just shouldn't have been launched when it did.
No. But that said, I still enjoyed it.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I'm glad you're glad he enjoyed it.
Everybody's so happy.
I'm not.
I know you're not.
Oh, I've got another thing that might be interesting to talk about.
Oh yeah, hit me with it.
Katy Perry is streaming for 72 hours of her life right now.
And muting Aaron.
Why?
That's actually kind of neat. Like, what is she just like doing it for her phone, like carrying it around, or is it just like in her house?
No, she's legit set up her own Big Brother house just for herself.
That's
There's
neat.
Cameras in every room. You can watch her sleep. And she sleeps in, apparently, on a Sunday.
Is she watching her right now?
I mean, wouldn't you?
No.
No, unless
she's got work to do.
It's E3.
You don't work on Sundays.
Oh, wait, here we go. Katy Perry is currently...
And he doesn't deny it. Let's
She is currently getting her makeup done.
I mean, this isn't a new thing. They've been doing this since the early 2000s with having these live stream houses. Now that Katy Perry's doing it, it's interesting again.
It's the most boring artist in the world.
I would watch this if she was still married to Russell Brand.
I would watch this if it was Taylor Swift.
No.
I would watch the shit out of that if it was Taylor Swift.
Everyone loves Taylor Swift. Okay, calm down.
But I don't love Taylor Swift.
Katy Perry is much better now than she was.
Katy Perry's currently going through just a sad midlife crisis where she thinks, hey, Miley Cyrus had a bit of a bender. Let me try. I'm going to shave my hair. And
is she more Miley or is she more Britney with this meltdown?
She's not Britney.
It's a more tamer Miley.
Okay.
Is she really having a breakdown?
Oh, yeah. She's cutting her hair off.
Like, she's trying to
cut her hair off. Someone's having a breakdown.
When a celebrity cuts all their hair off, that's a breakdown. That's their rant.
That's how the tabloids will sell it, yeah.
I think I like her more now than I did 6 months ago.
What was she doing 6 months ago?
I've just realized, important question that needs to go on file in the Nerdable file room. Katy Perry or Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift.
Between the two?
In what manner?
What manner do you think?
Which side are you on in the T-Swift KP feud?
They have a feud?
Hell yeah, they do.
Although Katy Perry apparently said today that she loves Taylor Swift and wants to end the feud.
She's lying. She was being snarky about it in the carpool karaoke.
How long have you watched Katy Perry for in the last 2 days?
I mean...
Is that why the site's so slow? Between the two.
Taylor Swift stole Katy Perry's backing... No, Katy Perry stole Taylor Swift's backing dancers or something. Mid-tour.
Whoa, that's not cool.
And then Katy Perry tried to justify it like they were my dancers in the first place and I let them go to Taylor Swift and then I needed them back.
Oh my god. Oh, it's very interesting stuff. Oh, wow.
Go back to bed, Dylan.
Please do go on. Wow.
If we keep talking about it, Dylan will fall asleep again and sleep through the conference.
My favorite part about today's podcast is us just avoiding, you know, like the big E3 stuff so we can have something to talk about in the pre-show. And now we're down to talking about Katy Perry or Taylor Swift on the Nerdable podcast.
I mean,
I guarantee you,
is fandoms and being nerdy about things, and I'm nerdy about pop culture, okay?
Are you feeling bullied again?
A lot of those nerds love a bit of Katy Perry.
I'm going to go and read this Snapchat for Dummies.
I would take Taylor Swift just because of that video of her and the goat. That's the only reason I would take Taylor Swift over Katy
Perry. That's pretty good. That's a good reason. I'll give you that, actually.
And Dylan decides to rejoin the conversation.
He's like, all right, cool. Goat video.
It was a decent meme.
I love that.
Ooh, I would actually like to talk about something I just thought about. You guys might actually enjoy this. It's about farming. No, I went and saw the new Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
Why would you do that?
It's actually not bad. I really enjoyed it, Dylan. So how about
Why would you do that?
Because it was good. It was actually good.
Why would they do that? Why would they do that?
I enjoyed it. It was a good film. Like, it was funny in the parts it needed to be funny. It starts off pretty ridiculous, which was great. And, you know, they had Captain Jack Sparrow being Captain Jack Sparrow again. It was good fun. You know, I actually remember the plot. I enjoyed watching it. It was funny. It was dramatic. It was great. It was pirates being pirates. It was everything the Pirates of the Caribbean movies should have been after the first one. And it was great.
Pirates being pirates makes me think of like some really dark shit in like Somalia. So can you just confirm that there is a light to turn to this in real life?
I mean, there were no Somalians involved.
Look at me.
That's racist.
I am the captain now.
It's such a good film. But I really enjoyed it. I mean, I'm writing my review of it not as we speak, because obviously I'm talking rather than writing, but I am writing the review of that And yeah, I'm really enjoying it. It was it's a return to how the original ones were, in the sense that the characters are the same kinda. I don't know, I just really enjoyed it. I think it was great, and I actually would recommend it.
Is Keira Knightley in it?
Yes.
That's why he'd recommend it.
No, I don't like Keira Knightley. But she is in it. But don't go and see it for her, because she's in it right at the end.
Oh, no. Spoilers, jeez.
You know, like, there is actually a movie I want to see that came out last weekend.
Is it Wonder Woman?
I was going to say Wonder Woman.
It's Captain Underpants.
Oh, fucking hell.
I grew up with those books. I would see that movie.
Same, dude. I read those things.
I love it.
I didn't.
Really good things about it.
It's Kevin Hart.
I've heard it's actually really good. Apparently, it's a lot like the Lego movie, which I also loved.
Like, Kevin Hart wouldn't put his name to anything that wasn't going to be awesome. That's why the new Jumanji is going to be amazing. It's got Brock and Kevin Hart. Come on. Did anyone watch Central Intelligence?
I did not.
No, me neither.
I'm not a big fan of The Rock.
It's so good.
I immediately disregarded Aaron's taste when it comes to comedies.
Just because
he likes a bit of Adam Sandler, let's just forget about him completely.
Is that the impression of us? Is that it?
No.
Damn.
It needs work.
I'm not British.
Well, that was supposed to be British?
What?
Sounds like he tried to remove the accent.
I mean... I hate
Hello?
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 This next 15 minutes of the show is going to be hard to get through, because we have nothing.
Well, I would like to talk...
podcast to date.
I would like to keep talking about movies, though, because if people have been paying attention, the review results have been coming out for The Mummy, and they have been absolutely trashing it, and I'm sat here with the biggest shit-eating grin and being like, yeah, this is why you cast Brendan Fraser, you fucks.
Oh,
that's what happens when you don't have Brendan Fraser.
If you think about the bigger picture, this kind of completely destroys their big idea for a connected monster.
The Dark Universe. Well, here's the funny thing is they tried launching that Dark Universe with that Dracula Untold movie, and then that bombed, so they're like, alright, cancel that, never mind, that one's not a part of it. And then they're like, alright, we'll do it with the next movie, and then they're like, The Mummy, cool, if this movie, but then they announced it before the movie came out, so now they have to stick with their guns now, either that or they're gonna go, alright, never mind, just kidding.
What do they have again? I know there's The Mummy, and then aren't they doing a Frankenstein film, or am I just dreaming that?
Yeah, they're doing a Frankenstein one. With Javier Bardem.
Is it gonna be the Van Helsing Frankenstein? Because I absolutely loved Hugh Jackman in Van Helsing. That movie was fantastic.
No, it's gonna be Bride of Frankenstein.
Oh, God.
There's The Mummy. There's God of Thunder, which is, I'm assuming, Thor. So, how that's going to work when the Marvel Universe has Thor. Dark Universe. Wait, that's 1993. What are you telling me, Wikipedia?
Do you know how to use the internet, too? It's not like Snapchat.
Never mind. Never mind. Just ignore me a sec. Why is Wikipedia? You are ruining my life right now. No, it's Google. It's not even Wikipedia.
Do you know how to use Google?
Please leave me alone.
I'm just gonna change all of your passwords.
No.
I mean,
yeah, do it right before E3 kicks off, and you're the only.
Fine, I can handle it.
All right, see you later.
No, I'm joking.
Baby, come back.
Does the Mummy's flop? Does that do anything to Tom Cruise's career?
Hell no.
Okay.
He's a Scientologist. He's a Scientologist and still getting work. I don't think anything's going to keep that guy down.
Yeah, why is he so untouchable? Why do people keep giving him movie roles?
I don't know.
He brings in buku bucks.
Because
people are watching it.
But he's
you know what I love about like a lot of like AAA actors like Tom Cruise and like Brad Pitt is Brad Pitt isn't actually a headlining actor. He's better as a supporting character, but he's so attractive people keep giving him leading roles. But, like, anytime he's in a supporting role, he kills it. It's great.
I mean, has anyone seen that one that he's in on Netflix?
No.
No, but I've heard terrible things about it.
Well, there goes my point. Look, I'm just trying to think of like a talking point to do with movies, and I'm thinking, oh, what was the last movie that I watched? But it was an Adam Sandler film.
Oh, good God.
Oh, boy.
I mean, the last movie I saw was Pirates of the Caribbean, and then before that, it was Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Can that N3 Capra emoji be Adam Sandler, please?
No.
I just watched Gone Girl again, which I love.
I've heard it's very good.
Why?
It's very good, but it's a long movie.
It's now once you know about the thing,
I haven't seen it, so yeah, don't spoil it. I'm probably not going to see it.
Any movies with twists are better when you know, after you know the twist.
Just know that there's a twist. Well done, Dylan.
God damn it, Dylan! You son of a bitch!
What movie?
You can almost say there's a twist in every movie, though.
Yeah.
No, but now you're going to be looking for the twist.
I'm always looking for the twist. Did you not hear me going on about Black Mirror when I was watching through that? And I'm sat there like, come on, where's the twist going to be? And then you get right to the end of the episode, and it's like, boom! You were expecting it, but you weren't expecting that, were you? I'm like,
You watching Black Mirror was like one of my first couple weeks at Nerdable, and like that was my introduction to the Facebook group chat, and I was like, do I really want to keep this?
Wow.
But I kept it open.
Wow. And it's been worth it.
Yeah. So I wake up to all the beautiful text messages from the old UK.
Yep. The joy is hilarious. Wake up to a whole host of fun things.
Mm-hmm. We like to keep a smile on your face, you know.
It makes me feel like people want to talk to me, but it's really just you guys. So I'm like, this is good enough.
Well, I mean, we took Dylan on an impromptu tour of London when he was, he was totally here.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was really cool. Were you here for that?
I don't think so.
No. Oh, well, Spud spent the day in London going to all of the sites and just putting pictures up for Dylan when he woke up.
So I woke up and there was just a collage.
It was magical. I had a great day. Dylan had a great time. It was good fun. Don't worry, Gage. I will do the same for you, but I'll go to different sites so you don't think I'm repeating myself.
I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to be magical.
Is it on Snapchat?
No, dude. It'll be on Facebook. It'll be on Facebook Live. Yeah!
I've realized today you can actually Facebook Live the group alone. So if you're one watching me bath tonight... hello? I don't know why I'm sitting here watching Katy Perry getting her makeup done.
Is she at least topless?
I can name at least two things that are more worth your time.
What's that then?
I mean, I could think of them really easily, but I'm not going to.
So you could name two things that are at least worth more time than that, and yet you can't.
Well, no, I said I could. I just am not going to.
Didn't say he will.
Yeah, keeping it for himself. Yeah, I'm just letting you know that I have the capability.
I have an hour until I start work, so you might as well just give me something to do for an hour.
Dude, you can grind on Overwatch with me, and we can get skins.
But you've been playing Overwatch all day. You need to take a break, dude.
Sorry, Dad.
Have you got that Tracer skin yet?
Fuck off, Gage.
I've got them all.
Oh, boo.
You paid for them.
I didn't pay for them. I got three in the loot boxes I paid for.
Paid for them, you pimp.
Get out!
Hold up.
Wait, Dale's a human trafficker?
What? Yes.
That's what a
pimp. That was a pimp.
That's what a pimp is, dude. Like, literally.
Yeah, no. He's literally the biggest pimp in London.
I don't do that anymore.
Can the name of the podcast be Dale's a Pimp?
Jesus.
I think it should be. I mean, Dale, I don't know how quickly we're going to take it down.
What makeup is she putting on right now?
Eyeshadow. She's not putting it on. God, why would she be putting it on herself?
She's not doing her own makeup.
Of course not.
That's Katy fucking Perry.
What if she gets caught one day with no
she
makeup?
She has
people?
Some like weird, like jelly-looking gold things underneath her eyes.
That might be to get rid of the baggies.
eye bag masks because she's just woken up at 12:52 local time.
You need them.
Yeah, I need some of them. I look absolutely exhausted. Can she hook me up?
Shall I put it in the... Oh, I'm signed in as Nerdable. I could be like, oh, we find out what makeup she actually uses. Hashtag ad.
Jesus Christ.
Even Katy Perry needs to
I wish we had a Katy Perry sponsorship.
Hold on a minute. How does that makeup artist do makeup with those nails?
She's got big nails.
She's just clawing her face off and going to replace
it.
That's why
she needs those bags, you know, the little patches, just because.
If you're listening,
now Katy Perry's kind of voguing, but backwards with her hands all twisted. Like,
if you're listening to the
just doing your makeup and you're touching your face.
Oh, God. If you're listening to the podcast, this is the kind of stuff you can expect when we watch the Xboxes. This is a good preview. What are they doing?
Aaron, can you send me a link?
Dale, we're about to be on a free show.
Sorry,
fam.
Everyone,
you know what? I'm clicking on it.
Everyone, check the discussion channel to see my E3 bingo sheet. I think I'm gonna win.
No, we don't need an E3 bingo sheet. If you just go to the staff channel and click the live thing, and then we can just do a preview of what everyone's going to expect. And we're all talking about what Katy Perry's getting done right now.
No, look at the joke.
It won't let me mute the stream. I don't want to listen to her get her makeup done. I want to see it happen.
Just pause, mute it.
I like that wouldn't let bingo sheet, Dylan.
It's good.
I want them to zoom in on her face, because I can't see enough of this right now.
Yeah, Xbox goes live.
Then. Everyone complains about everything.
I mean, good name.
I can't believe I'm sitting here watching this.
What are we watching? Just describe it to our audience.
Whose fault is it?
She's taking a brush and jamming it into her top.
Jamming it.
And then Katy Perry pushed her arm away.
Who remembers when we used to talk about video games?
What's why would we talk about video games when we can quite clearly... Culture. Yeah, I'm learning makeup tips here, and this is clearly an important part of...
Oh my god, this is my makeup haul. Today I'm going to do my makeup.
So is there like a production truck switching these cameras? Because they're switching, and I'm like...
Yes.
This is not like an in-house experience.
No, I think she's gone all out.
Like, this seems very staged. I'm not going to lie.
How far are we into it right now? How long have we got left?
I think it's just for the weekend. Let me see if there's a description.
Will it be available to watch afterwards as well if I missed any of it?
It's on demand?
YouTube, so yeah.
I think you could probably scrub back through it now.
Oh my god.
Oh, you can switch cameras yourself. Oh my god.
Wait, what?
The meta has changed.
Yep, there it is.
Holy shit. Oh, this is better. This is what I wanted.
Oh man, I'm so sorry for anyone in the audience.
Oh, that's a close-up, that one.
Oh, they have the multicam one's camera 5. Just go to that one.
Camera 3 is what you want. That's got the good zoom in.
No, I'm gonna go to camera 5 and watch the multicam.
God.
Oh, multicam, you get a whole experience of her doing the chicken dance.
Yep. She tore off that gold thing.
Yeah, because her bags have gone. Oh my god.
So awful.
This is what earrings does she have in?
None.
All right, I'm closing that. I am leaving, and I'm leaving that over there. You guys can watch Katy Perry get a makeup done, and I'm gonna sit here on Snapchat and make faces at Aaron.
We should just stream this for the pre-show.
Oh my god, the pre-show could be a live stream of us streaming Katy Perry.
She just drank something she did not like.
She's like, bitch, don't you
dare. And she's punching herself in the boob.
She's like, what the fuck was that?
But that is
not
again.
Like that one bit. I know you tell me to take my vitamins, but if they taste like that, fuck off.
Dylan, are you enjoying this?
He's gone. He's long gone.
Did my man just say vitamins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you say it.
Vitamins.
No, get vitamins. Out.
Wait, real quick.
I'm going to take my vitamins and put a diaper on my baby while I eat cookies. Oh my god.
Sorry, we're not calling it a fucking nappy. Do you want to get a UK city real quick?
Vitamins, nappies, and biscuits. Come on.
Biscuits. Cookies. Biscuits.
No, entirely different
Wait, no! Before we close, we need to do the weekly thing of...
That's what I said!
Yeah!
Go get a... What's that? No, we have 2 minutes.
Okay. I've just got an ad, that's all. Okay, right. We need to think of a UK town. Hold on. I had one. Yes, I've got one. Okay. So in the chat, I will put a UK town slash city, and you guys have got to try and pronounce it.
Oh, I've got a good one too.
Okay, DM it me, because it might be better.
It will be better.
Don't put it in the staff chat.
Dude, he knows.
Hang on, this is not the first time I've done this.
I like the warning that came across in the group chat today, or the group post about, hey, don't jump into the wrong chat later on.
I'm still going to jump in the wrong chat later on, just to mess with you guys. I'm not actually going to say anything.
That's a good one, because I don't even know how to pronounce that one.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Type it in the staff channel, yeah?
No, type it in the Twitch chat.
Type it in the Discord chat.
Okay.
That works too, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
Not Discord, sorry. I meant Twitch, because I'm an idiot.
All right, cool.
Okay. Okay, I'll just slap it in anyway.
Yeah, there we go.
No, wait.
Too late.
Well, we can do Dale's too. We'll have a double.
That's Dale's.
Cuckledy. Kirkledy.
No, that's
Kirkledy.
Dylan's really close. Say
that's definitely cuckled.
No, that's not right.
Mm-hmm. Cuckled. No,
that's something different. That's a category on Pornhub.
I'm just gonna go with Kirkledy.
Kirkledy.
Sure. Yeah, I would say Kirkledy.
It is incorrect.
What?
It's pronounced Kirkledy.
Oh shit! Kirkledy? Yeah, it is. It's meant to be like it looks like it should be an. Yeah, it's obviously spelled with an A, but it should be pronounced like a U, and it's just fucking retarded.
But it's not even Kirkledy; it's Kirkody.
What?
Yeah. Kirkody. That's Scotland for you.
Huh.
We don't have any Scottish team members.
We do have a Scottish member. His name's Hayden.
Yeah. He's not Scottish. He just lives in Edinburgh.
Ah, makes him Scottish.
All right, we're at time. We need to get out of here.
Bye.
Oh, yeah. It's like pre-show now.
Dylan, go ahead and sign up for us.
All right.
Give us an outro.
All right, well, thanks, everyone, for joining us for the Notable Podcast number 23. We didn't really talk much about E3 stuff, but if you want to talk about E3 stuff, you should join us for our E3 pre-show, which will be starting in like 15 minutes.
Leave.
And that's going to be here on Twitch, and we'll also upload it on YouTube, too. It's not going to be on iTunes, though, so fuck all at all. And yeah, so that's the thing. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Everyone else, say bye too.
I jumped the gun and said bye already. So.
Yeah, me too. Sorry.
Bye.